Suspect in wreck that killed five women is son of ex-lawmaker Democrats expelled. By Amy Furr on June 20, 2023. The suspect accused in a wreck that killed five Minnesota women is the son of a Democrat former politician with multiple past arrests. 27-year-old Derek Thompson is the son of former state representative John Thompson, the New York Post reported Tuesday. Officials booked Derek Thompson Monday on suspicion of murder regarding the recent crash that took the lives of Sabiri Nali, 17, Sara Jessa 8, 20, Selma Abdicator, 20, Sagal Hersey, 19, and Siham Adam, 19. Video footage shows the moment the suspect, driving 100 miles per hour, leaves a major roadway moments before allegedly crashing into the vehicle carrying the five women who were preparing to celebrate a friend's wedding the next day. Kerr noted the suspect has been convicted twice in the state for fleeing police officers. As those who knew the young women mourn, the group was described as the pearls of the community, per Breitbart News. Over 1,000 mourners gathered to remember the five women at a funeral held on Monday. According to the Post article, Derek Thompson had a felony conviction from another hit-and-run crash that occurred in 2018 in California. The victim in crash was in a coma for several weeks as a result. In addition, law enforcement reportedly found marijuana and $20,000 in cash inside the man's vehicle at the time, and he later received an 8-year prison sentence but was freed a few months ago due to time served and for his good behavior while behind bars. Records reportedly say he has numerous previous convictions in Minnesota, and although his driver's license was revoked, it was reinstated on June 7. Meanwhile, his father was previously accused of domestic violence and of lying about being racially profiled during an encounter with law enforcement. Police in Minnesota released body cam footage in July 2021 of a traffic stop involving John Thompson, who had claimed he was stopped for driving while black, Breitbart News reported at the time. The Post noted that ex-state Rep. John Thompson became a fiery Black Lives Matter protest leader after Philando Castile, whom he described as his best friend, was shot dead during a traffic stop on July 16, 2016. While he was a Democrat candidate for the State House in 2020, officials investigated him for possible felonies after a protest near the home of Minneapolis Police Union President Bob Kroll. Video footage from August 2020 shows John Thompson bashing an effigy of Kroll and his wife, according to Kerr. John Thompson issued an apology for his actions and voters later elected him to the Minnesota House of Representatives. However, it was not long before controversy surrounded him regarding the traffic stop when he accused the officer of stopping him for driving while black. He eventually admitted he was in the wrong for getting behind the wheel while his car had out-of-state plates on it. In light of the domestic violence arrests, local Democrat Party leaders decided to expel John Thompson in September 2021. He was officially unseated in November 2022, despite being endorsed for re-election in 2021 by prominent Democrats in the state, including Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Representative Ilhan Omar, the Daily Mail reported Tuesday.